You're listening to Type Radio.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Anton Beken. You are listening to Type Radio. Now we are talking. Oh yeah, I forgot. When I was 20. I was working for this man, the painter, and then I got a job in Germany. It was an American designer working in Germany, and he had he was a student. He has been a student of the Kunstnijverheidsschool, and every year he needed a new assistant from the Kunstnijverheidsschool. So there was a sort of connection, and I was working for him for 1 year. He speaks English, and I was living in Germany. I didn't speak a word of both languages. Can you mention? I tried to read in all those English magazines and try to find out what it was, because I had no.
But the designs you had to do were also in English or in German?
In German, yeah. And he speaks a little bit. He was like you. He speaks a few words of Dutch. And so he's helping me, and he likes me because I had two left hands and a blind eye. Huh? and he took me, and he was a sort of Wim Kraul designer. Yeah. He was an engineer, and then he could study for 1 year in Amsterdam. So he chose graphic design, and then he started his studio. It's Bob Noorda. Maybe you know the name Bob Noorda. He was one of the students of his class, and Bob went to Milan, famous designer in Italy, but they went together to Germany, and Bob. So the connection was Kunstnijverheidsschool, Ed Callahan was the name, Bob Noorda. I never reached Bob Noorda, but and then so I was working for a year in Dusseldorf. After the year, I was working for a half year for Jacques Rigier in Brussels. He was the only AGI member from Belgium, and also a gentleman, you know, living in a villa outside of Brussels. Speaks only French. It took the most easiest way to do my work. But he took me, and maybe I was good enough for them, you know. I don't know, because then there was a big accident. I was in a car, and all the people died around me, and I didn't want to go back to Brussels. Later on, we met each other as members of the AGI, and he was still proud. He was working for me. Very nice man. But and then Jan van Toren shows up, and then I was working for Jan van Toren with my international career
background
behind.
Yeah. But you, for example, now that you also teach now, correct?
I was teaching when I was 24.
No, currently now you're teaching.
I'm the head of a department in the design academy.
Read about you. Man and communication department.
Yeah, man and communication.
Man and communication. What is man and communication?
You are a man.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm a man
as opposed
too.
To.
And we all are men.
Yeah, but would you have animal and communication course?
That's the other department.
Or no.
Yeah, animal and communication is also, yeah.
But you don't actually teach students there.
No, teachers.
And what?
No, there's a department. The design. Before I was 24 years, then I was teaching in Den Bosch and in Enschede and on the Rietveld Academy and all kind of schools. Even in the United States and in Germany and all everywhere. So like every designer now is teaching everywhere. But the Design Academy changed the policy of the education, because there are so many schools. For example, in graphic design in Holland, we had 13 schools in this small county, official schools, eh? Official schools, 13 schools, and they all teach graphic design. And that may be because there are many good graphic designers who can teach. I doubt it, but still there are many. And a lot of people want to be a graphic designer. I think the hype is a little bit over now, but 10 years ago he was as popular as Mick Jagger, for example, where you're a graphic designer. Huh? Everybody want to be a graphic designer. And so you can learn graphic design in the Netherlands on every corner of the street, you could say. And but that's crafts, you could say. It's a profession. It's very important, but the fantasy is something else. That is different. And we try to bring the concept, the fantasy of this profession, because there are so many graphic designers now that when you have a good idea, you have not an art director, but you have good ideas, you can find all kinds of graphic designers who can work it out. And maybe you do it by yourself, but with the computer and a lot of new things, it's not so difficult anymore to learn this profession. It's as difficult as always, but the result is, you get the result more faster than in the past. So we train our students in thinking is more important than working.
But coming from your own background, yeah, you must have sort of a dualistic, ambivalent attitude towards education, because you yourself just told us you just found it out yourself, and yeah. Now do you think it's like the value of art or graphic design education, is it like overrated?
No, I think I wish that I was very, very well educated. I had a school, but it was, well, I make my own school, you could say. But I think having a good school, good teachers, is incredibly important. Of course, you have to be also a good student. You need to be curious to this profession. There are many students, they went to a school and they study something, and sometimes they are not bad, they could do the profession also, mm-hmm, but they are not really interested in the profession. But the students who are really interested in it, and they have good teachers, this is, I think, for the rest of your life, very important. And for example, Jan van Toorn is one of my teachers. Ed Callan, I never saw him anymore. But for example, sometimes I'm thinking about him. One of the first jobs I have to do for Ed Callan was a stand for Mannesmann. It's an iron, a very big iron company in Germany. Mm-hmm. So he made a sketch of the stand, and I have to make the maquette. I never had a knife in my hand. The Donald Duck season. But the stand was big, make a maquette big like this. But there was also Luxaflex. There was a new invention, Luxaflex. You know, the thing you cut the window.
Yeah, the shades for the sun.
The shades for the sun.
Yeah.
And he needs Luxaflex to have to cut, and all these little knots in it. It was a horror. But I did it. I was working day and night. You know, and very hungry, because I earn very less money, at a very low salary, of course. So I eat always Königsberger Klöße, some meal shit, but I survived. Because I'm a survivor, I like to survive, you know, that was the... And when you go to a school, to an art school, and you are motivated, not everybody is motivated, because in this time, why should you be motivated for something?
Well,
the money,
what
is
you
there,
say,
everything is there.
Yeah,
you get the clothes of your parents, the most hip things you can buy. There is not really a motivation.
Well, because it's it's what you said, well, now you don't really have to work to eat if you have That's
and,
not...
And traveling, you fly for 20 euro to Paris. It took me, in that time, 4 days on a bike. You know, I went to Paris the first time on an old bike. Because I have to see Paris.
But do you think that young people, it makes young people less eager, less willing to be successful?
No,
be success.
Because
but there's
that's
still
what I
good
said.
People.
I think there are always people who are eager to know. They want to be... they want to know about themselves. And in the past, when you go to an art school, all the art school I was involved with, you have to be a good painter or a good drawer. When you can make a drawing, I was not allowed to go to the school. On this design academy, people can't draw. They have just an idea to go to an art school, to a design school. What do you want to do? I want to make a chair. A new chair. Okay. Show me. Well, no, I have nothing. I didn't design yet the chair, but I will do it in the future. All these kids with two left hands and two blind eyes, on the end, there are jewels. They are so fantastic. Really. Not all. Of course not all. But many, when you can motivate these children, they grow up. Maybe they could be also a medical doctor or a lawyer. Maybe the same happens. So it's not necessary that you are a very good drawer or painter. But the fantasy have come out of them and the energy they come out of them, they made what they are. I mean, you see, for example, the catalogs of the Design Academy. Incredible good designers and thinkers. I'm very happy about that. That is a completely different idea I had before about an art school. I had a period when you go to an art school as a graphic designer, you go first to the Grafische School, what is that?
Not technical, but you
learn technical,
it. Yeah, it's a
technical graphic school. And do then not necessary. And in my case, for example, in my department, most of the teachers are graphic designers, but they didn't teach graphic design. It is all based on our profession and on typography. And typography is organization. Typography is organization. So they try to learn them to organize themselves and to find new materials, and that's what happens. And when you see, for example, the graduation show, for my students, one made a corporate identity for new medicines for the whole medicine rate because her boyfriend got cancer and died when she was studying. So she find out that all these medicines she never. It's a dolehof. It is a labyrinth, so she can't find out what medicines she need. So she makes a system for it. Another guy made moving wallpaper. Change. So is it the ladies' room? Is it children's room? Is it the men's room? So that you can change the. Another a girl made a game for blind people and people who can see, so they can play with each other, and all kind of different studies. That is not graphic design. It goes in all kind of directions. I'm very proud of it. I like that very much. That it's not stuck on a book cover or a poster.
Not to change the subject, but it's like, for example, I mean, I'll overgeneralize now a little. I mean, your work, some of your work is quite provocative. Do you think that's possible to do that? Can you provoke now? I mean, or are people quite over?
Well, I'm not in the position at the moment because I have not the clients anymore. to make the posters. I'm not a street artist anymore. In that time, I did, and it works. I think still, when you do things like that, it will work, because it is, the poster is something official. It is paid by the government. It is not.
Yeah.
It is not from the street. It is paid by the Queen, for example, and that is different than television. It's in the night, late hours. It's dirty stuff, books that is under the counter. So this is a sort of official thing, and so I think when you have you find the right string. You have to speak, when you make a poster, you speak to the people, you speak to a certain group of society. And when you hit, you have to you say something to them, that then it works. This, you know what I mean? It's not that I did it many times with sexuality. Because people understand immediately their own body. Everything what you see in sex pictures, photos, you know, because you could be that yourself. But then when it is flat, just cunts and pricks, and that's not interesting at all. You have to make an idea about what's going on with you.
Yeah.
The audience, not with the, with the pic, the person on the picture, it's you. And then it makes you thinking, and that make people aggressive or agree. You know, it's always hell and heaven. It is not everybody say yeah or bleh. It's always yeah or bleh. It is all two camps.
So provoking or annoying people with your designs, is it something you really looked for at the time to get your message across?
No, but it was in the all when I did it for theater, because in the museum posters you can do it. You work for an artist or a group, and then it's difficult to put your own stamp on it. Then you can do it in design, in your opinion about what's happening with what's the purpose of this design of this art. But in theater, a piece of Shakespeare, so many interpretations, and so then you are the what I always said, the writer needs a certain time to write his piece. Then there's you have to read it, then you have to translate it. Then there is a director who said, okay, I will play this on that way. Then he has to study it with his actors. Then they are on stage, and I have just a piece of paper in one moment, and my audience is much bigger than the audience will ever be in a theater. But my audience didn't look, the whole audience is not looking at my poster. Most of the people don't look at posters. You can hang on the street what you want to sit next to it, and nobody's looking at it. Some people, and that's the people you work for. So it is still in the street. Hundreds of thousands of people pass your poster. But sometimes it tricks their eyes. What is this? Because they are not interested in it. They are not for the message. But something is, is it real? Is it possible to hang this on my street? And you know, some people agree. Some people are against it but it tricks their eye, and that is the moment I want. And then, of course, then there's also the audience who go to the theater. And in this city, there are 50 theaters. You can make your choice for one night. So you have to, this theater, you have to go. There's one night you go. I hope that when they see my poster, they are interested enough to say, what kind of piece is it? And then they look at the director, Geert-Jan Reinders. Oh, yeah, good. And the actors, oh, good actors. So, you know, but the other groups have also good director, have also good players, and have also good writer. It's that competition, and in that on that moment, I'm a street fighter. I have to fight for the group. But it's also in the culture on that moment. I think the sexuality on this moment is not, I think people, everybody is fucking around, but they are not really interested in erotics and in sexuality. It's just a product on the moment. When I, in these hot days, the terrace downstairs, there's a terrace where all this soap opera people are sitting, all these beautiful girls and boys, and the girls are nearly naked, for example. Nobody is looking at them. At that, I'm looking at them. Jesus Christ, a beautiful girl. It's very normal. And you walk to the Leidse Straat here, even very normal ladies, they are showing the body. So that's not the way to talk to the people. You have to find something, take it out, and then that they are disappointed or surprised, or that they didn't find it by themselves. Because only bodies and sex, that's not about, people are not so interested in it, I think. Of course, they're fucking around, but that is more that is in fashion. When it is not in fashion, they don't fuck around. When, for example, when the mini skirts were in fashion, grandmas were wearing them. And then the next wave in fashion design was the skirts on your ankle, and everybody was doing that. Everybody. And then they are free, and then they are preuts. They are
prude.
Huh?
Prude.
Prude, yeah.
Yeah, but your work was never fashion.
No.
Was it? No. Exactly.
No. But you live in periods, and you have to speak to the people from the moment in the moment they exist.
So if it's not sex now, what is it now then?
What would you do to get the attention now?
Well, I think what is very important, and that is, it's not there. You have to speak on a political way to the people. There is no political things in the street. In the 60s and the 70s, everything was political. Posters, demonstrations, on the radio, programs, television, theater, street theater, everything was... Nothing happened now. The most cruel things are in the world now. Nothing. It's very normal. That Israel's bombing Lebanon. It's very normal. Nobody, not one reaction.
Are you doing something?
Huh?
Are you doing something?
No, not even me. That's very strange. I'm wondering that I'm not doing anything. Why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why? I don't know. Yeah, well, I have many excuses. But there's not one good enough, because when you want to do it, you do it. But also in the jungle, my students, they never speak about politics, never. Sometimes one do a little bit, but it's not there.
Yeah, it's not. In fact, when you're around 20, they don't know who is in power or what country is where. I think.
Yeah,
because it's true. I think it's more over 30 now that you have.
But the education is just, they will say what you say is education is bad.
Huh? The basic education.
The basic, yeah, they're not. Yeah, in fact, it's missing.
My students, my interns, they don't know how to come from Amsterdam to Eindhoven, for example. They think to Eindhoven that is. Behind Brussels or something. They don't know. They have not the slightest, because they learned when you need something, you click on your computer, Eindhoven, and they know exactly, and they say, oh, Eindhoven, line 2, line 3, and it takes 1 hour and a half. But where it is, they have not the slightest idea.
I think you should ask them before you hire them.
Do you know how to get to Eindhoven? No, but
you know what I mean. Yeah. That's the education is very, very poor. Still, the students do nice things. They make nice things.
But in art schools here, do you have other sort? I mean, it's not only design and art that you learn. Do you not? There's no history or classes or things like that, or it's only about arts, correct?
In my school?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's more.
No, we make a very nice system because all the teachers have the same idea about it, that the students have to learn things. So we made a system that is called Compass, and it starts in the first year and it ended up at the end of your study. Compass exists in four directions. It's market, it's atelier, it's the different parts of every design profession. So you have to learn about the market, you have to learn about the atelier, you have to learn, but it's, and that continued over all the years, so they have all to do all the studies, and there's not history, but of course history in design.
But are you just, I don't know, but are you disappointed how things are now, or are you
it is what it is. I'm surprised that I know so much now, because I was always the guy who didn't know anything, and now I know a lot, because I'm curious. I think, because I never went to a school, I think that everybody who went to a school knows more than I know.
So you need to overcompensate.
I have always to learn more than he went to a school, so he knows that. But I have to learn that, and I don't know what he knows. I have to know more, otherwise he didn't take me for granted. He don't nothing. I'm the guy who went to the school. You know what I mean?
That's
my whole life. I'm collecting information.